Welcome to the Art of Slowing Down to Quantum Leap podcast that I created especially for conscious introvert entrepreneurs. And if you desire to grow and quantum scale without the hustle and are ready to discover the missing pieces to effortlessly running a solo-led business, then this is for you. And I'm your host, Annalena Fuchs, a human design and energetic alignment coach. And my mission with this podcast is to provide you with a shortcut to your most aligned path to success and financial freedom using a powerful combination of human design, science, and spirituality. And I myself have shifted from working 9 to 5 to now enjoying the freedom of creating things on my own terms. And I want to help you do the same. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Art of Slowing Down podcast. It's your host here, Annalena. And today I have somebody here that you probably already know really well. It's Miranda. Hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah. So you may know that Miranda and I, we have the Aligned Living Academy, where we have a beautiful human design certification, and we have done lots of other programs together, right? So we're both 2-4 manifesting generators, and I'm going to actually formally introduce you this time, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we're going to take it away with today's topic, which is going to be all about authenticity. And you tell them more. It's a really, really juicy one. So Miranda has spent over 2 decades studying the physical and subtle bodies and continues to learn and integrate physical and stillness practices that help her reconnect to her true self so that she can make an impact in the world. Hence, we're slowing down, right? It is her belief that if we each decondition ourselves from societal norms and expectations of others, we get to fully embrace our true expression of authenticity. Her motto is, "I cannot guide others deeper than I take myself." So she continues to learn, integrate, and release what is not hers, not only for herself, but for those she works with and for humanity as a whole. Miranda's mission is to empower conscious leaders, entrepreneurs, and creatives to liberate their authentic voices within their businesses by skillfully dancing with the interplay of shadows and stillness. Through this transformative journey of self-discovery and self-expression, Miranda catalyzes authentic and resonant business success while breaking away from societal conditioning and norms. So sounds so beautiful. I love it. Welcome again.
Thank you. Yes, I've been diving deeper into the voice, authenticity, and letting go of basically the expectation, obligations, and what we think we should be in business and in life and relationships and everything in general. Because I truly feel that everyone is really sad inside and they don't even really know it. And it's because of the external validations and looking for something when the true authenticity really comes in from slowing down, from listening to themselves, from knowing themselves and having the courage to express it in a way that they're not fearful of rejection or losing people or being judged. So that is my mission. It's to have the courage to first embrace this myself because I have an undefined G center. So it's kind of scary. And also supporting people in letting the messy be okay and working through the shadows and the stillness so that you get to create the life and the business that you truly want and deserve.
I love this because I mean, that's what human design is all about, right? It's this like, we're here to be ourselves. We're here supposed to be different. And I think that's a path that everybody's on and most don't even know it, right? So, and I know, so you have a single definition in human design, and as a manigen, everything in your chart goes through your throat. So it's the root center, the spleen for you, the sacral, the ego center, all of those, right, are going to your throat, which is a lot of energy. So can you tell us a little bit about you know, because it's always like our challenge or our gift or our sorry, our I have to cut this. But I may leave it, guys. Who knows? Yeah. This is what happens in real life. So now, anywho, I was gonna say that we're having a lot of fun here. Okay, so now all these energies go to your throat, and I wanted to ask you a story because you have a passion now for this, and because you already indicated it, it's something that you have also struggled with yourself, right? So tell us a little bit about your story, how you were not sharing your voice in life, right?
Yeah, so there's a lot of activation to my throat, like you said. It's the sacral to the root, to the spleen, to the throat, to the ego. It all goes to my throat. And I remember when I was younger, at any point in time when I was asked to respond in school, like a teacher would call on me, I would all of a sudden my face would get really red. And then I would get embarrassed. And then people would say, oh, your face is red. And then I would cry and all that. But really, now that I know, it's really because I was responding, because I have all this energy that goes to my throat. So the reason my face was getting red is because I kind of was like restricting it. I was asked a question and I was fearful that I wouldn't know the answer because I have the 48. I was fearful that I didn't know enough. And so I would restrict it so it would make my face red. And then people would pick on me, which would then make me feel inadequate or insecure. And then I would cry. So there was that aspect as far as my expression, because I didn't feel like I knew enough. I didn't feel like I was smart enough. If I got the answer wrong, people would laugh at me. People would judge me. And what was really happening is people were laughing at me anyway, because my face was red because I was restricting it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so that was one aspect. And then this is all through reflection. Like, I didn't really understand this as it was happening at that point in time, but this is what human design gave me, was this ability to sit back and reflect and recognize these experiences that happened for me that I didn't really realize what was happening, but now I understand. So I can let go of it. It doesn't make any belief about myself. It's just an experience. It's not who I am, but it gives me the option to reflect and release. So there's other instances where I wasn't believed in certain aspects. When I was younger, I would try to share things with my parents or whatever about something that occurred, and they had their own stuff. They didn't want to deal with certain things that were happening. So they chose to believe other people and not believe me. So what happened there is then I created this belief that whatever, no one would believe me, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever I had to share, no one would believe me anyway. So why would I put myself out there and be vulnerable if people are just gonna tell me I was the one that was in the wrong? Right?
Yeah.
So my whole life really consistently revolved about, time and time again, about this thing with voice, this thing with being expressed. And then so much so that when I was an adult, I actually manifested the physical aspect of domestic violence with my throat. Like, anytime I would share or stand up for myself in this relationship, I would be choked, meaning that if I express my authentic self, I express my emotions and how I'm feeling, that I would be choked or shut down or made quiet. So again, it was keeping everything in. Don't express yourself. You're going to get hurt. You're going to get left. You're not going to be believed. People are going to make fun of you. You're going to lose people. So my entire life had this whole thing around throat, which I didn't even realize until this last year. I mean, I am almost at my Chiron return. My birthday is in like less than a month. My Chiron return, I think, happens in May next year. And it's finally all coming to a head. And it's funny because my Chiron return is in gate 42, all about completion, like get rid of this freaking crap and start moving forward. Right?
Yeah. No, yeah. And I have to say, because I have been with you on that journey very closely, right? And I know even like our interaction triggered some of this, and I think in a good way, you know, which may sometimes be a little bit uncomfortable, but thankfully I think we have a lot of compassion for each other, right? And we're like, we understand, you know, especially human design and all this comes with. And I have seen a huge shift in you. I mean, just like, yeah, I know, like, just like And it's funny, right? Because the fear of inadequacy. So my attraction sphere is the 21, which is a programming partner of the 48, right? So because I know this thing with control also, I mean, it plays in there. We're trying to have the control feeds the fear of inadequacy, right? So because I know also the fear of inadequacy differently than you, I guess, because you have both of these gates defined, right? So but anyways, I just wanted to say that there is a sense of you're lighter. There's I mean, something has, some energy has definitely left you that I can tell you. So like it's more radiant.
Yeah, our relationship definitely has, I truly feel like our relationship occurred for us because I feel like we've learned a lot about ourselves and each other within that relationship. Mm-hmm. And because of human design and our own studying of our own selves, we realize that some of these things that show up for us, we have to give the space for the other to be able to move through it and to embrace it and to acknowledge it and to be the messy and all this stuff. And it doesn't make the other person feel like something's wrong, right? Because we've been doing our own work. So it feels like it's almost like a safe space of being able to say, hey, there's crap going on. I need to take a moment and really reflect on what's going on with me because I feel like I've lost myself. Mm. And it's not a reflection of our relationship. It's actually a gift of the relationship. Yeah.
I think so too. Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, you know, like we both are 2-4 profiles. So I think we're both very good at like, oh, let's keep it safe and let's play it, you know, like it's safer to let somebody else step it up for me or, you know, for both of us. So like, I don't have to step up as a leader, you know, so it's and speak my truth and be more bold and all that kind of stuff. So I think, yeah.
Let's stay safe in the energy of us both.
yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, because we actually, I think it's a cool story to share, right? We have the Aligned Living Academy and things like that. And we now have realized that we are meant to create something together, but we have to be also very cautious about, you know, stepping into our own power because we have such a tendency to like, let's play it safe. We do everything together and like, both of our sables stop to respond, you know, and we're like, okay, we need to course correct. Mm-hmm. So, and this came from both, I think both of us speaking up, right? Speaking our truth and having uncomfortable conversations and all these kind of things. And now we're like, okay, we have found back the sacral fire.
So yeah, it's, you know, we have expectations of what we think what our business or our relationships mm-hmm. are going to look like. But we truly don't know until it's in the moment and it's happening. And it's really about how you respond to that with grace rather than reaction, right? Yeah. So I think every relationship, and we know this with the Gene Keys too, every relationship is for a reason.
Yeah,
it's about how you go about the relationship. You can have a insight or you can expect it to look like something, but it's not going to look like that, and you have to let go and let it evolve as you evolve, as I evolve, and then it evolves. And I feel like that's what human design really gives people when you actually do the work, when you actually take the time to slow down, take the time to reflect rather than just the information stuff. You get to choose differently in what is an alignment in that present moment and not the expectation of what you thought it would be.
Yeah, exactly. And this is cool. As you were talking, I was thinking about our charts, right? Because when you and I come together, so you have gate 26 and I have gate 44. We both have them hanging. So they look for each other, right? So we have some magnetism there. And just this, I think, is because the 44 is all about the soul fractal and people that I know we met many years ago and we both knew that, right? We looked at each other and like, this person seems very familiar. We both had that moment and we didn't know. And then later on, right, we started to work together and spend a lot of more time, right, talking to each other and all this kind of stuff, right? And I feel like we have learned so much from this, right? And what are we receiving from this energy? And then the other thing now, So we also have, you have gate 18, right? Mm-hmm. I think actually once or twice even. And twice. I have gate 58, which is also that channel of perfection. And we are actually what has come about from our whole, like, you know, healing journey. And there was a lot actually in this, I think, in our relationship, the fear of the past repeating itself. That energy was definitely there for me. So, but we can, when we face the fear, we can shift that, right? And now what I feel has occurred is that we have this like energy of, so with the human design certification, we are right now in the process of, because we have received so much amazing feedback, right? Like almost that the people have told us, like, the certification is so amazing, we don't even need the live course. Like people have like, because we give so much insights within the certification beyond the, just teaching the information, right? Like real life examples. And we have finally decided to improve what we already have and go even deeper, right? And make it more accessible for people. So which is like, that is the energy of this 1858, like in a joyous way, we keep improving and perfecting things, not in a way to make it perfect, but to create mastery, right? And instead of like, oh, we have the certification here, let's, as many gens, very easy, let's fly on to the next thing, right? So I think this is really beautiful, right? Now that I'm talking, I'm like, whoa, damn it, pretty awesome.
Yeah, because the certification is really what brought us together. And then we created that for like that entire year, 9 months or whatever that we were creating that. And now it is about going back and, like you said, like touching on things and refining things and adding that third level and separating it into level one and two so that people can get it on their own like terms, you know, their own on evergreen. So it is all about seeing the patterns and perfecting it. And then having joy in that mastery. That's what it's about. And that's what brought us together. And then I think what happened is we did get a little bit too much all over the place with all the things. And they were like, because you mentioned some people said, oh, this certification is so beautiful. Like, I feel like I'm with you all the time. And we're like, really? What's in our certification?
Like we already forgot, right?
Yeah, we totally forgot like all the energy that we put into that. And it's really about going back and reconnecting and building and refining and adding on. So I'm glad that we're doing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, almost I really feel like the universe intentionally slowed us down because, you know, we as manifesting generators, we can have a tendency to go too fast and skip the wrong steps and really forget about what we have already created. And I actually had a podcast with another manifester a while ago, and she reminded me of like, don't ever forget what you already have created with your like creative urges that has a lot of value for people, you know? And that's why it's really exciting. And we really had a plateau, right? We felt like frustrated and like, oh, I'm not excited anymore. But that's part of the process. And only through slowing down, taking a step
and
back.
A lot of it is too, is less is more, yeah. I feel like. A lot of the time,
yeah, like
we put so much love and effort and beauty into that. It's not something to just like to forget. It's not something that's just there. It's something to nurture, really.
Yeah, nurturing. No, and I mean, also when we came together, I think we both have that vision, right? That we want to make human design accessible to more people, conscious leaders, because we can only give so many readings. You know, we are just two people, so. And I think we lost a little bit track of that on the way. And then I was like, okay, the universe is like, how committed are you guys? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just to
give that's a great point. That's a great point for other people. Like, it's okay if you lose track. Yeah. It's okay. It's like, okay, I've lost track. There's no judgment. Mm-hmm. It's like, how can I reconnect?
Yeah.
How can I slow down a little bit so that I can realign with what does feel like it is truly aligned? Mm-hmm. Because that does happen. We get caught up in the external. It does. It happens. Yeah, there's no judgment.
Yeah. And it's also like, honestly, without, you know, getting off track, now I'm even more clear what the track is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you need to kind of learn how it doesn't work to learn how it works kind of thing. So it's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually given us each our own awareness into what our individual thing is in the world too. Like we have the human design certification. It's beautiful. We get to do that, support people in that. But then it's also like in our own individual self, we have our own unique self that we want to connect with certain people, that we want to support people in certain ways other than the human design certification. And it's okay. That's the thing. Before it was like, can we really do this? Like, is this okay? But it is okay. We have to give ourselves permission.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like we have kind of, we have our own like specialization when we do. So I would love to hear, because you have really been working with the topic of voice, right? You also work with a singer. So tell us a little bit about, you know, the whole thing with voice and also dance. So what's your thing?
It's so funny when you bring that up, because when I first started coaching, it was really, I wanted to help creatives, conscious creatives. And the reason that is because I have always loved dance. I used to dance my entire life by myself. We didn't have enough money to go and do dance classes, but I would take my boom box. So that shows my age, my boom box, and go outside, and I can picture it. I'd put it on this stump or this log, and I would hit rewind and pause and rewind and pause and rewind and pause for like hours. And I choreographed these dances. It was like what I loved. It was my flow. That was my creativity. Mm-hmm. And then I lost it. And then I met Ayla, and I was able to go to her retreat and be a part of her retreat. And that was all on empowering the voice and using the voice in a way that you can express your authenticity, express your music, to connect with people, to connect to the environment and nature, and to share it. And when I was able to go, I connected these people that were just like, they made my heart like just, they're beautiful, beautiful people that have so much to give, like so much to give, but there's this fear, and there's this like, what if my voice doesn't matter? And what if I have, say, no one will hear it, or they'll judge, you know? Mm-hmm. So within that, I realized that I was doing that myself, first of all. And then I realized that, you know, entrepreneurs, leaders, and creatives, we're all the same. To be an entrepreneur and a leader, you have to be creative. If you are not creative, you are living externally. You're not authentic.
Absolutely.
So with that, I realized that it's like, this is what I'm here to do. I am here to help people release social norms, get away from external validation and external everything, connect with the inner self, and then express it without fear of judgment or rejection. And that the people, like you said, the fractal, the people that are aligned and see you are the people that are for you. The people that fall away, they are the people that only love the conditioned you. That's it.
Yeah. And that's not sustainable relationship anyways. Right. And we cannot be for everybody anyways. That's so true. Yeah. Now question for you. So you are saying that to speak your authentic voice without fear of judgment, fear of rejection, all the things. Now, how do you go from, like, what does it take? I mean, I know my own story on it, but I want to hear from you, because like, does the fear just magically go away? Can we turn it off? Like, how do you go from, you know, silencing yourself and saying things to make other people happy to actually speaking your truth? What does it take?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's not easy. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, it is work and it's messy. There's fears, there's crying, there's anger, there's a lot of emotions that show up. I feel like for me personally, I have a lot of the gate activations in the spleen defined. I am very courageous. I always have been. I've always faced things head on. I am the cross of tension. I'm here to create that tension. Yeah. But I do it in a loving way. And I'm not going to sugarcoat things. Like, it's going to be work. There's going to be times that you're like, you know what? It would be easier if I just said okay to this person. It would be easier if I just followed down my words, because then I don't have to feel like I have to defend myself. It would be easier if, It is. But that is what we've been doing. And that's why we're so out of alignment. That's why we're not happy. It's the habitual, I like to say, and I know I've said this many times, but it's a visual that I always can see. It's like when you're running the finger through the sand over and over, you create this deep, deep groove in the sand. And as soon as you step off that groove, it pushes you back in. It's easier. It's easier. It's easier. Mm-hmm. But with repetition and with doing it with love and compassion for yourself, without judgment, to let yourself fall on your face, to let yourself be messy, to let yourself be triggered, to let yourself scream, to let yourself do whatever it is that you do, then forgive yourself and then try again. And eventually it gets to that space that groove has moved. And then the people that no longer like the true you or can handle the true you fall away, which is another thing people are fearful of, losing people.
Yep.
I mean, it's a true thing. You may lose people. I've lost people.
Hmm.
But when you know yourself at such a deep level and you love yourself, you realize that they didn't even love you anyway, because that was the conditioned state.
Yeah.
So it takes repetition. And that even shows with human design. Everything is repetition, with ease, with messiness, with anger, with compassion, and with support.
Yeah. No, because I think that's so important to address, because people are like, oh, yeah, okay, now I'm going to, because how to move through the fears, right? Like, how can we alchemize? And because for me too, like, it's a, like you say, it's a muscle to build. Like, you're going to the gym, the six pack is not going to be there, like, from one ab workout, right? And it's actively getting, it's like getting comfortable being uncomfortable, right?
Or doing it
over and over again. And from my experience, like, but in the beginning, it was so hard. All the fears, I almost felt paralyzed. And then eventually, I mean, it becomes like less and less and less and less. And it's not like the fear is going to disappear, but it doesn't have the grip on you anymore, right? Where you're like, yeah, it's okay. You're there, but like the inner knowing, I guess, is stronger, but yeah.
Yeah, and you get to a point that it's, at least this is for me, I've gotten to the point that I ask myself, do I want to live a life where I am not being authentic? I'm not expressing myself. I'm not having fun. I'm not impacting the people that I could be impacting.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to live a life where people like me and love me or mm-hmm. seem like they love me? Or do I mm-hmm. want to live a life where I'm authentic, bold, and people love me? Like, there's mm-hmm. a different type of love. There's like that love for the conditioned state. And there's the love, like, that woman kicks ass. I love that person.
Yes. Yes. That is so true. So, like, I want to share some, because when you were talking, I don't know why, but it came to my mind. Like, in my Jinky's profile, because I think, like, this wisdom, right, that we are all, and I really believe that, so we have a soul curriculum, we have a special path to be on, which is going to be different for everybody, right? And we can only live that out when we're truthful to ourselves, right? There is no, like, we're literally missing the mark, and the universe, I think, is constantly trying to kick our butt to get there. That's why I think we have so many challenges come up in our life to finally get it, so we can speak our truth, right? And so the, for me, you know, I have the second Jinky, right? And mm-hmm. in my Jinky's profile, it says that, so basically it says something like that you must deliver it 100% as you see it. Mm-hmm. So it is not your purpose. It is not your purpose to compromise or water down the truth for the sake of others. Guys, this is for everybody.
Well, that's interesting too, because I have the second one in my moon.
Oh boy, Miranda, that drives you.
Yes. And you can see when I'm talking about it, like I am, it does drive
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like you must deliver it 100% as you see it. You know, that is, so we're not here to maintain the status quo, but pull others towards the future. That's kind of the second, because that is something. And this is, I just want to say this, like, yeah, we have that gate defined in our chart, but that energy is applicable for everybody. It's one of the 64 archetypal energies that basically explain how life works. And there are many other areas, like gate 8, right? It's about fulfillment through being your authentic self. Gate 1 is also the most creative energy in the chart, all about, you know, your authentic self expression and everything. So it's like when we are lying to ourselves, basically, that's what it is, no?
Yeah, but we don't realize we're lying to ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, I have that awareness now. That actually was for me. I mean, I think everybody has different aha moments. My aha moment was like, when I'm people pleasing, I'm lying to myself. That's not cool. I'm rejecting myself. Like, why the heck would I do that?
Yeah. And for the people that have the like 1A or that channel, when they're trying to fit in, when that's the channel of like radical authenticity.
Yeah.
You know? So if you're trying to fit in, you are making yourself small. You are not being your authentic self. You're not making the impact that you truly can make in the world, because you're not yourself. You're a conditioned part of yourself.
Yeah. So guys, speak your truth. You want to hear it. You know? But I kept the one thing that comes up for me, because we can always take things to the extreme, right? We of course want to still be compassionate with other people and acknowledge them and not lash out on them and like force our opinions on them and stuff like that, right? So, but it's so, yeah, it's so simple. And again, like, just speak your truth. That's it.
Yeah.
Just
really, the open heart. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's not through reaction. It's through love.
Yeah.
Basically. You know, if you're expressing yourself with an open heart, if people get triggered or their feelings hurt, it is not you projecting onto them. That's their stuff. If you have an open heart and you're expressing yourself truly and authentically with an open heart, then whatever is happening around you with everyone else, that's their stuff. That is not you.
Mm. Yeah, it's true. And it's especially in like close relationships, right? It's vulnerability is a lot, right? Where I can just say, like, especially those moments where we don't feel confident or we feel like we're broke or sad, or like to actually say that in close partnerships, right? Because it's like, oh, I should be the strong one, or I should, you know, be sexy and confident and stuff like that, right? But to actually show the real you, that's the most healing thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without judgment, without worrying of being judged.
And like Miranda shared, it takes a little bit of time. You gotta keep facing the fear in the moment. And then what happens over time, your unconscious neurons, oh, it's safe, I survive. Okay, we can do it again. And then, you know, because it's just that we always want to stay safe, right? Which is boring and keeps us stuck.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and that's really what we've been told to do. And that's why I love the chart. Because it gives you the tangible evidence to look at it and say, wow, like this doesn't connect with the energies of my chart. Is something going on here that I've kind of restricted or made a belief about myself in this area? And then eventually it comes up, yes, most likely you have because of an experience. And now you can have the awareness of letting that go and then truly start moving to say the things that you never said before, which then is another process. So this layering effect is like, it's not going to be one and done. That's why everything that we do, everything that in yoga, in human design, in the gene keys, they all say 7 years. And that is because it takes 7 years for every single cell of our body to renew. So if you're on a journey for 7 years, you're a new person in seven years. That's
what I realized, which is really cool. So our 7 years complete in 2027. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. That just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, I realized it the other day and I haven't told you yet. I was like, this was meant to be because there's something with 2027, right? So I'm like, yeah. Because I have also started to notice in the beginning, I was kind of like, and I have probably done videos about it and recorded. I was like, nah, it doesn't take 7 years and da 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 da. But there is something with these 7-year cycles, right? And it's a level of maturity. And even when I read that it took Richard Rudd 7 years to write The Jinkies, I'm like, all right, I guess there's something to that, you know?
Well, on the physical body with the DNA level, it's like takes 7 years for every cell to renew. So you're a new person every 7 years.
Mm.
So if you're not doing the work, then you're not growing. But if you're doing the work, then you renew, you decondition after 7 years.
Yeah. And again, this does not mean you have to wait 7 years to do something, right? It's just like, I think it's very exciting actually that we're like reborn in some way in this really new kind of fresh energy for that. So awesome. So now I would love to hear from you, because I know, and I would love for you to share with everybody, that you have been working on a program, a masterclass to specifically support people with exactly what we talked about sharing their voice. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so for the summer, I've taken a lot of time to reflect, and this has been emerging all summer long. I was waiting for right timing. I didn't want to force anything. I felt like, you know, when this evolves, then it'll be correct timing and it won't be hard. So I've been working on first the Embodied Voice, which is a 7-week program. There's a reason, the 7. 7 is my number. So there's that I started a while back, but then within that became the master class Unfiltered. So Unfiltered will be releasing actually the 15th, but it is pre-recorded. So it's not like you miss it. So I have created this in a way that is pre-recorded. You'll be able to watch it on your own time, take notes, pause it, repeat, embody. And then I have a community call on the 29th. And what that is I get to show up with you in community with no expectations, just to connect. I have a lot of the 11th house in my chart. I love community and connection, and I want to be there. So within this Unfiltered Masterclass, you get to receive it on your own, watch it on your own time, and then come together with me and everybody else and have a community call, discuss, ahas, all that good stuff. And then from there, I have the Embodied Voice, which is starting on October 13th. It's Friday the 13th. I just have to provoke a little things, you know.
And, but 13 is a lucky number. I learned that.
Yes, I love 13. And then that actually goes into all the aspects in a deeper level that I'm actually going to be going into in the Unfiltered. So the Unfiltered does touch on all these aspects, but the Embodied Voice gets to embody it. We embrace it. We use our voice. We have practices. It's going to be an amazing experience. So these two things have evolved, and I'm so excited actually for them to come out. I don't know what's going to become of it, but I'm really excited.
Well, that's awesome. So it's kind of, you practice this thing, what we talked about, the where we actually get uncomfortable practicing it, because that's how we actually embody it, right? It's not through reading something on the internet or something like that. Oh, speak your truth and you're good, right?
Yes. Yeah. So you get to embody it. You get to share it. You get to practice stuff with your voice. Mm-hmm. You get to share your triggers. You get to share your vulnerability. You get to practice through like activation sequences, plus you learn about like what's connected to your throat. What motors are connected. There's so many different layers that you'll learn about within that off that program as well, as far as your personal chart.
Awesome. Yeah, perfect. So I'm going to put everything in the show notes. By the time the episode is released, the masterclass will be ready already. So it's also going to be here for you guys. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Awesome. So, Miranda, what's one final nugget of wisdom that you want to leave everybody with?
Take a moment to reflect back on time that you felt free and had fun when you were a child. And then ask yourself if you're expressing yourself in that way today.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. Just like you with the music box, right? And Yes. So beautiful. Well, it's 2:22 right now. That had a very special meaning. So yeah, awesome. Thank you for being here with me, sharing a little bit about our story. I think that's also really, you know, helpful for people, and also about your programs really stepping into your own calling, right? That only like, well, you, that's your thing, right? That's your story. Like, and I just love that you're putting this out into the world. So thank you for that. And thank you for being an awesome person, being in my life and creating amazing things for the world. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Awesome. And you listeners, thank you as well for being here. I'm sure you enjoyed this episode a lot. You may want to re-listen to it again. There was so much goodness, so many nuggets of wisdom. And as always, I'm really excited to be with you all on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, then please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. And if you also know someone that you know in your heart could benefit from listening to this podcast, then I invite you to please share and help me reach more conscious leaders so we together can create global impact. I truly appreciate you and see you next time.